On this episode, brainwave enhanced edging. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thanks for listening. Before we talk about edging in a way that you can enhance your edging practice, let's take a moment to remind ourselves and to remember just how important our sexual health and our sexuality is. I believe that sexual energy and sexuality is simultaneously the most constructive, creative, positive, beautiful, sacred force on the planet. And at the very same time, it is the most destructive and the darkest. And whether we are on one end of that spectrum or another depends on our perspective. It depends on our actions. But it's both. It's both at the same time. And I've seen it play out. I've seen it play out in various ways in my life. I've seen it play out in so many other men's lives. And it doesn't just affect men. It affects their relationships. It affects their families. It affects their health. It affects society overall. So if you are listening to this show, it is very likely that you realize this to some degree, right? You might be earlier on in the journey of kind of really recognizing how important this is, or maybe you know very well and you've been working and practicing and moving along this journey for years or for decades. Either way, you are among a small group. You're among a small group by listening to this and by actually paying attention to your sexual health, because the majority do not. And in that majority that do not really have a thorough understanding of this, there is a large number of men that get trapped going down negative paths with their sexuality. And it can get very dark, and it can get very destructive, and it can destroy health and relationships and mental health and families and so many things. So what I would ask of you is this: not only do we want to be working on this in our own life, but it is also on us to be an example and to support and teach and guide our fellow men. So every opportunity you have with friends or family or your kids as they get older, teach and guide other men. Be willing to talk about this, because by doing so, you very well may save a man from going down that negative path, from going down a negative path that will bring a lot of pain. And you very well may open up the opportunity for that man to create something incredibly beautiful and positive with his sexuality instead. So yes, let's work on this in our own life, but that's not enough. We need to support other men. It is not women's responsibility to teach men sexuality. It is not society's responsibility to teach men sexuality. It is our responsibility as men to teach and guide each other, to teach the young men, to teach our friends, our brothers, to guide them and to set an example. And in some areas of life, some of this happens kind of automatically, right? So when it comes to, for instance, your fitness, your overall kind of health, when you live a very healthy lifestyle, you exude that. People see the way that you are. They see the actions that you're taking. You shine that light. You set that light as an opportunity for them to step into. You show them the way that it can be. And you spread that light even without talking about it often, just by living it. However, with sexuality, yes, people might notice your energy, your positivity, you know, your life force, but they often won't know why. So if we don't talk about it, we don't really get the same kind of sharing the light benefit as we do in other areas. We've got to be willing to talk about it. So have those conversations, set the example, support your fellow men, guide them whenever you have the opportunity, get your friends involved, share your struggles, share your successes. It's on us to teach and guide each other. So let's talk about edging and a way that you can enhance your edging practice. Edging is a fundamental part of healing and empowering our sexuality. As we talked about on the last episode, it is really the first part in the sacred sex framework. We need to get in touch with our own sacred sexuality within ourselves, and that really starts with a mindful meditative edging practice. So as a reminder, when I'm talking about a mindful meditative edging practice, I'm talking about no porn. I'm talking about not ejaculating at the end. And I'm talking about spending most of that time simply connecting with the sensation, with what is happening in your body, with your own spirit, with your own internal world. Now, there's a way that we can kind of enhance our edging practice in a pretty cool way that can actually bring a lot of benefits. So let's talk about brain waves. So our brain functions at different speeds. It is measured in hertz, but different types of brain waves reflect different speeds that our brain is functioning at, and it functions at these different speeds at different times depending on what is going on. So the very fastest brain wave, very fastest type of brain wave is called gamma. Gamma is at the top end of the range. Gamma is typically about 40 hertz. Gamma is often associated with intense focus. Below gamma, then we get to beta. Beta is anywhere between 13 and 40 hertz. So 13 and 39 hertz, I suppose, is beta. Beta is where we spend most of our waking life. Most of the time when you're going about your day, you're in beta, right? You're engaged in conversations, you're working on a project, you know, you're doing some chores, you're driving, you're whatever. You're in beta when we're doing that. Below beta, as we start to get a little bit slower, we have alpha. Alpha brain waves are in the 8 hertz to 12 hertz range. Now, alpha is very cool, and alpha is one that we're going to talk more about because alpha is associated with a few things. Number one is it's associated with mental and physical relaxation. It's also often associated with a letting go of anxieties and stress, and it is often associated with pleasure. So alpha is something that we do get into all of these brainwave states naturally at various times. Some of them kind of rarely. Obviously beta and things like that we spend a lot of time in. Alpha we can reach naturally, meditating for a significant period of time. You're gonna maybe reach alpha if you're playing music or practicing music, creating art, in athletics and physical movement. Sometimes we can get into alpha. We're going to get into these alpha brainwave states naturally. And when we do, it is very beneficial for our health. In addition to the experience of what we're actually experiencing in the moment, the more time we can spend in alpha, in general, the better. Because again, what is associated with mental and physical relaxation and a letting go of anxiety and stress? Those are things that have positive physiological benefits on our body, in addition to the sort of mental and inner world benefits. So as we go lower and slower, below alpha is theta. Theta is between 4 and 8 hertz. Theta is basically that state that you're in when you're just kind of drifting off to sleep, or you're just waking up and you're kind of in that, you know, half asleep, half awake kind of state. That's theta. And then as we slow down more, we get to delta. Delta is about 4 hertz, and delta is what we are in when we are in deep sleep. In fact, the more time that we spend in delta during sleep, the more restorative our sleep is. So some of the things that we can do to improve our sleep hygiene and our sleep quality, like getting early morning sunlight, like not having caffeine too late, not eating too late, not using screens too late for a while before bed, those kind of things that we can do to improve our sleep quality, they will increase the amount of time we spend in delta, therefore increasing the amount of deep sleep and restorative sleep that we get. So those are the 5 basic types of brain waves, right? Gamma, beta, alpha, theta, delta, from fastest to slowest. The one that is most interesting to us when it comes to edging is, as you might have guessed, alpha, right? Again, a reminder, alpha, associated with mental and physical relaxation, associated with a letting go of anxieties and stress. So that is an ideal state for us to be in when we're edging. If we're going to have a mindful meditative edging practice, We want to be mentally and physically relaxed. We want to let go of our stresses and anxieties. We want to be present in the moment. And of course, this applies to having sex with a partner as well, by the way. So alpha is something that's very beneficial for us to be in when we're edging. Now, you may reach alpha naturally in your edging practice, depending on how long you're edging for and depending on how comfortable you are in the practice. So as you get more comfortable in that practice, you bring more of a meditative quality into it. If you have, say, a half hour edging session, you may reach into that sort of alpha kind of state, you know, 15, 20, 25 minutes in. But we can use technology to get into that state much more quickly, much more reliably and consistently. So instead of taking 15, 20, 25 minutes to get into that alpha brainwave state, we can get into it within a couple minutes very quickly. And then it brings so much to our edging practice because you're so much more relaxed. When you're more relaxed, you're more connected with your body. You've let go of those stresses and anxieties, so many of which are kind of associated with sexuality, right? If you've had negative sexual experiences, you know, erectile dysfunction or some of the sort of gray area moving towards that, challenges with erections. If you've had challenges with stamina, premature ejaculation, things like that, they can kind of leave some mental, emotional wounds behind. And if we can reach a state of relaxation, we can let go of those things as well. And when we let go of those things, we're now way more connected with our body. We have a much better, much richer edging experience. So there are a couple of different types of what is called brainwave entrainment. Brainwave entrainment, the basic idea is we use sound to induce certain brainwave states in our mind. And there are tracks or programs for all the different types of brainwave states depending on what you're wanting to do, right? So there's deep delta tracks that help you fall asleep, stay asleep, get more deep sleep. There's gamma tracks on the other end of the spectrum that help you stay focused. And yes, there are alpha tracks. So if we listen to alpha brainwave entrainment when we are edging, we'll get to that relaxed alpha state much more reliably and much more quickly. And then we get to spend more of our edging session in that state, which is awesome. There's a couple of different types of brainwave entrainment. They both get to the same end result. They both work. One is called isochronic tones, and the other is called binaural beats. So they work a little bit differently. Isochronic tones work by playing the same tone, but it's in an on-off kind of pattern, and the speed at which that tone goes on and off determines the frequency that it's going to kind of set your brain at. Binaural beats work a little bit differently. Binaural beats, you have to use headphones because binaural beats work by playing one frequency in your left ear and another frequency in your right ear. And when they're different frequencies, your brain will actually create a third sound to equalize the two. So as an example, if you play 415 hertz in your left ear and you play 405 hertz in your right ear, your brain is going to create a third sound, essentially, that's 10 hertz. So that would be basically programming your brain, sort of setting your brain waves at that 10 hertz frequency. So again, isochronic tones, binaural beats, they both work. Binaural beats, you need to have headphones. Isochronic tones, you can play on a speaker or just from your phone or whatever. They both work. They both work very well. What I would suggest is this. Seek out some sources for this. And I'm not going to tell you to use a specific one because there's lots of them. And I don't know that there's like a best of breed, you know, that I think makes sense for all of you guys to use when in some of these things. I'll tell you if I think there's a single best app or platform or whatever. When it comes to brainwaves, I don't think there necessarily are. There are a number of companies that do this. You can find some of these. I wouldn't necessarily recommend finding it just like on Spotify or whatever. I would look at, there are some brainwave apps on both iOS and Google Play app stores. So you can search out a brainwave app. There are also lots of companies that just do this as basically downloadable products. So if you do just a web search for brainwave entrainment, you will find lots of options. So you can search for binaural beats, you can search for isochronic tones, you could try just searching for brainwave entrainment. You're going to find a lot of different companies that offer various products like this. They all really work. It's not a super complex technology. So there's a lot of companies that make tracks that work quite effectively for this. And what you'll find with most of them is that the actual isochronic tones or binaural beats are sort of laid in to some kind of music, sounds, etc., that's sort of over the top of it. Some of them are just specifically the tone itself. Most of them are kind of integrated into some kind of musical track as well. So seek this out. Look for brainwave entrainment. Again, search brainwave in the app stores, or just do a web search. Search for brainwave entrainment, binaural beats, isochronic tones, and look for alpha, ideally low alpha. So again, as a reminder, alpha is between 8 hertz and 12 hertz. So low alpha would be closer to that 8 hertz end of the spectrum. And that's a bit more of it's more of a deeper kind of alpha state. So ideally, look for alpha brainwave entrainment. Look for low alpha brainwave entrainment if you can. And then try this. I mean, you have nothing to lose with this at all, right? It takes a few minutes to find an app or however you're going to do it. Try it for your next edging session. Try it for a few edging sessions and see how it works. I can tell you in my personal practice, I've found this, especially recently, to be invaluable. It helps me much more quickly and reliably shift from whatever I was doing into that relaxed state that is conducive to a really effective, enjoyable edging practice. And I think that you'll likely find the same thing. Now, you can apply this, of course, to sex as well, right? So if you have a girlfriend, a wife, a partner, you could certainly bring this into your practice together. But at a minimum, I would absolutely recommend bringing this into your edging practice. Now, I know a lot of you guys, or at least some of you, know what I'm talking about. Some of you probably have used this for studying or for other kinds of focus, the other kinds of brainwaves, right? So again, gamma is often used for kind of study and focus and those kind of things. But there's more people that do know about this and use this when it comes to sort of focus. But very few, in my experience, very few guys have thought about this or utilized this when it comes to sexual experiences, right? Including our edging practice. So try this, look for brainwave apps, or just do a web search, find a company. Again, there's tons that do it. Find an alpha track and use it in your next edging session. Use it for a few, and I think you will actually find a lot of benefits from this. I would love to hear how this works for you. So send me your feedback. If you've tried this or if you do try it, let me know how it goes. You can text me 801-742-1439. Or if you are on Spotify, Spotify has just recently in the last week or two introduced some interactivity in the podcast part of Spotify. So what that means is basically I can ask you a question, you can reply right in Spotify. I can do polls there as well. So I'm going to post a question right in Spotify. So if you'd like to just reply to me there, let me know if you've used this or if you try it, how it goes. I would love to hear about your experience. If I can help you along this journey of healing and growing and expanding your sexuality, reach out to me. If you go to the link in the show notes to holisticalpha.com, you'll find a link to my calendar where you can book a coaching call with me. If you would like to do a single coaching call, that's the place to do it. Or if you would like to discuss one-on-one coaching, also the same place to do it. You can start with a single call and we can go from there. So I'm sending you guys all my best. I'm so happy that you are listening to this show, not because you're listening to me specifically, but because you're on the journey to work on and grow your sexuality. And man, it pays huge dividends. So keep working on it, keep stepping, have faith. If you're in a little bit of a challenging time, you know, maybe you're finding this episode, maybe you're just finding the show for the first time. This is the first episode you're listening to. That's awesome, by the way. Welcome. Or maybe you haven't listened to the show for a while. You're just coming back. Maybe you've kind of gotten off the path a little bit. Maybe you're feeling in a really low spot in terms of your sexuality. Have faith, because it can change. Everything in our life can change dramatically. I've seen people turn around their lives so powerfully in so many aspects of life. And often, a lot of times, especially with men, it comes back to our sexuality. When we transform our sexuality, in a lot of ways, we end up transforming our lives. So have faith, keep stepping. Let me know if I can do anything to help you. I'm here to support you in any way that I can. Sending you all my best. Have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.